Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
All right, everybody, welcome to Cocktails with Cocktails. If you want to see the real us, just watch the replay on, I don't know, wherever the video is available as we freak out because things hadn't been working very well. I'm happy to be back in my home state of Florida somewhat. And here I am in the studio, which is our office, a bare office in our home with Tim. From shoveling snow to 90 degrees, I'm kind of in a heat shock. And today's
it's
been
good
a
for
whirlwind.
Your heat shock proteins, according to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You need your heat shock proteins.
I'm having trouble adapting 60 degree change from 30 degrees where I was shoveling to 90. And today's been a whirlwind, and I literally just took a shower, no makeup, did put on some clothes, and here I am.
Why'd you do that? What a waste of time.
Clothes or clothes. Shower or any of it. I can't smell me. So...
trying to think of what I'm going to do here for
life is always throwing me curveballs and it's crammed with fun. And I'm so happy to have this 45 minute hour where I can't be forced to think about anything else other than interact with the audience, listen to Tim's
and Mark
rant,
Zuckerberg's and pencil dick,
get an escape from the day because it went. From the moment
yeah,
I got
so
up.
You know, like I'm so troubled sometimes because we went to this new Bible study last night. We met all these really cool people, and it's like, what do you do? well, I see patients, I'm a doctor. Oh, that's very noble. And then I have a podcast that if we want to be friends, you probably shouldn't listen to.
And I made a point to say, yeah, we have a podcast, but I'm not telling you the name of it because I would like you to get to know us better.
Because I'd like you to see through the fog of all of our dysfunction. Fog of dysfunction.
So
fog.
They could easily just Google us and find it if they were intelligent, which they all are.
Yes.
So if they're watching.
Well, there goes that group of friends.
Well, there's an easy fix, right, which is just turn this off right now and end this.
No. I have not dug nearly deep a hole enough for this evening. So, interestingly, I need to get this up.
All right. Well, while you get your, I have no idea what he's going to talk about this evening.
Oh, it is so. I woke up this morning.
Back into the Canadian craziness.
I woke up this morning and I started reading comments. So we had a video And I was going to play it for you, but it's on Instagram and it's on YouTube. You can see it, where I ranted and raved about how these Canadians were told to put out their key fobs next to their door. So if somebody breaks into their house, they're not going to murder them with real guns because they have real guns with real bullets.
Is that when you were wearing that hat?
Yes.
Up on the lamp,
yes,
right there.
Yes. And I got a comment on the hat. What are you going to do with that awful hat? Which made me laugh. So then I woke up this morning to several thousand views of this video and a whole bunch of comments.
And they weren't.
And no, actually, it's fascinating. I dug into them. It's not quite 50-50. Most of them were pissed off Canadians because they live in Canada and they need to shit on the United States. And then there was a bunch of people debating with people in the comments, which was delicious. So I threw out this little 24-second morsel, and then I watched the dogs fight, which was awesome. But the comments were amazing. And it's interesting how people have certain assumptions about things. So, okay, highlighted comment. So basically I was saying, you know, it's nice to be able to defend yourself if somebody breaches your house, right? The police department is asking you to do your job.
Wait, that was the comment. The police department is asking
you to do their job.
Is asking you to do their job?
Right, right. So,
was that a question?
They're saying you shouldn't be, you should just have police that if somebody breaks into your house in the middle of the night, the police are going to come and protect you. And how are they going to do that? Are they going to teleport themselves to your house instantaneously when I could just reach into my bed, you know, my nightstand and pull out a gun and shoot somebody?
So was this a support for you or against you? I don't know.
I think it was somebody who was just retarded.
No. I think they were watching that clip you showed,
yes,
about Canadians being told to set their car key fob outside their door.
Maybe. That
so
might have been
don't
a positive.
Break in. And I think the person was saying, yeah, it's like the police are asking you to do their job instead of keeping criminals off the street.
So here's one that is a very...
I don't think they were retarded. Don't use that derogatory term.
I'm sorry.
Actually supporting you and saying it's ridiculous.
No, it's asking you to do their job.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying you, the common citizen,
no,
to do their
me
job.
With the gun. That's what I think.
Well, we can disagree on that. And see what you all... What do you all
we'll
think
disagree
out there? Let us know.
A lot. Crime rate is lower. Okay, prove it.
Crime rate is lower
in Canada because
I don't know about that. I was just there watching the news, people getting stabbed, and the biggest thing was there was an attack on the street with stabbings and bear spray. They're using bear spray and knives.
Get away! Hey, I got some bear spray. Hey,
now,
you're gonna not be able to see.
Maybe
with
not.
The bear spray.
Well. Guns. Knives can be lethal and very horrible.
But here's the
bear
thing.
Spray, not so much. It made me laugh. But
okay, so just put this in your thinker and cogitate about this. We live in Bradenton, Florida, and in Manatee County, and May was just in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, where no one has handguns unless they are 100% illegal. In other words, by definition, only criminals have handguns. You can still acquire knives because, you know, you need to eat some steak once in a while. Eventually, it'll all be mush
or
and soy.
Fillet your fish.
Okay. So you have much less access to efficient lethal tools because guns are a more efficient lethal tool than a knife. Let's agree on that. Okay. Their murder rate, because crime rates are lower in Canada, right? The murder rate in Bradenton, Florida is 1.7 per 100,000 people. In Saskatoon, it's 4.3. It's more than double.
Oh, you should have replied to them and told them that stat.
It's
maybe you
more
shall.
Than double. Is the overall crime rate and violent crime rate lower in Canada?
Versus
at least
the
gun? Yeah, of course it is. That we have way more guns, we're going to have way more gun violence. Just like if you have people driving way more cars, you're going to have way more car crashes. That's the way it is. But this idea that somehow it's just magically lower because of gun control, that's called magical thinking because it doesn't work that way. And if you exclude, so where in the world has the highest per capita gun violence, homicide rate, guns, knives, grenades, where?
don't know.
Would you guess? Could you hazard a guess?
Oh, gosh.
The top eight are all in Mexico.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I was thinking some other country over in Asia.
Not even South Africa, which is very violent. The top eight are in Mexico. Why are they in Mexico? Because of gun violence around drugs. It's drug cartels killing each other. If you eliminate gangs and you eliminate suicide, you basically wipe away almost all of the, you know, expanded violence in the United States. And then if you factor in how many people are actually saved in defensive gun use in the United States, which mostly is never a discharged firearm. You pull a gun on somebody, they run away. Those cases are in the millions. So it's very easy to make an argument that
maybe
being armed.
You should just put this clip right on there for that person that commented.
No, but so there, you can make an argument.
There's your retort.
Right. Very easily that being armed, unless you're in a gang or you're suicidal, is far to your benefit from a safety perspective.
Moving along.
Yeah. What these comments are
comments
great.
Were there? Why?
I'm a Canadian. I'm far from scared. If you need guns to feel safe, you're a little boy and you want to be staying down there. I honestly don't give a shit how you feel. It's not about how you feel. It's about whether you're actually safer or not.
People in Canada forget that the population of Canada is the size of, what, California still?
No. The population of Canada is less than the population of Yes.
So you all are spread out.
Yes. You don't get to bump
You're
into each
like
other and piss each other
chickens
off.
Chickens in a chicken breeding pen, which I will get to that story in a little while, I hope. No, the population density and the size of the landmass is bigger. You have a little different.
Yeah, well, right here, this guy says it. In Canada, it's far as likely that he was going to break into your house. And you can always be a hunting shotgun if you're a whittle scared. Oh, a whittle scared. Okay, you have 10% of the population of the United States. And what, double? Almost double? I don't know. Don't quote me. The landmass? Most of it is uninhabitable because if you walked outside in the middle of July and licked the pole, it'd rip your tongue off. It's so freaking cold. So yeah, okay, it's completely different. You're completely.
I know. I have to digress. When we moved to the States, the U.S., and we were told we were working in underserved rural America, and it was like 35 minutes each way to a university town going north or south, I started to laugh, and I'm like, 35 minutes, I can go shopping at Costco and attend university class. So I'm living in rural America. In Canada, it's a 6.5 hour drive on a gravel road.
No, it's a six.
Before you find any human civilization, if your car breaks down and you are hoping some farmer or Canadian native stops on their way by, which they usually do, and help you.
Where you grew up, it was a 6.5 hour drive to take a dump and flush it. Otherwise, you know, you just did what the bears do, right?
So, of course, you're not scared of people because they're not on top of you like down here.
For all of the great comments, the greatest comment we got when I clearly pulled the pin and threw a grenade and pissed off Canadians was from Bunger 9498. Yes, Bunger 9498. You win. Florida can have you.
And Florida has taken him.
And they have welcomed us with open arms. So thank you, comment section. You just like
was that all on YouTube?
That is all on the YouTube.
I wonder what the Rumble comments were.
I don't know. I mean, the Rumble comments are all going to be like, Canada sucks, you know? So you got to get the YouTube because it's more international. And it's like Australians and like some German guy is like, I shall build a vault. My house will be a vault. No one can penetrate. I mean, I'm like, really? That's how you want to live? And people don't understand the price of freedom, right? Like freedom has a risk and freedom's dangerous. You know, like this whole concept of we have less crime. Well, you know who else has less crime? North Korea. Mm-hmm. Do you want to live in North Korea? they don't have a whole lot of violent crime in North Korea. Like, probably the lowest amount of murders, I don't know, but I'm guessing in the world. Because if you step out of line at all, their leader kills you.
Yeah.
I mean,
it sounds like Birkenau to me.
Right. And that's the point, is that, you know, look, I ride motorcycles. I jump out of airplanes. I, you know, do all this fun stuff that I like. Could it kill me at a higher rate than just staying home and reading books? Absolutely. But that's what makes me feel alive. So that's what I do. That's the nature of freedom. You have to assume a risk to get a benefit. And you have to decide if the benefit is worth the risk. And for us, I'd way rather live in a country that's freer, where I'm allowed to defend myself, than where, you know.
Well, we did a show on this on our podcast, and
about risk.
We talked about guns and gun violence and all that data. And, the people are assuming that because we have guns, the gun violence is higher, where it's the opposite. I mean, there's more people, more crime, more gangs, population density. And yeah, it's bad guys can acquire guns, but bad guys always acquire guns, even.
Okay, so, but
they're
here's
not accessible
the thing.
To, right?
You're right. So, but here's the ultimate gun experiment.
It's I think.
What country?
It,
do you understand that there is a country where you are mandated to own a gun?
Israel.
No. Well, kind of. If you were in the IDF, you have to have a weapon because you were trained by the military. Is there a country that where you are mandated to own a gun?
That was my guess.
Switzerland.
Oh, really?
Okay. Switzerland has unbelievably high gun ownership as a per capita thing. They have unbelievably low levels of violence. Why? Because first of all, they're Swiss, so they're eating freaking Toblerones and they're happy as hell. And they're skiing and they're like, you know, boating on Lake Lucerne with the like carafe of
George Cooney.
Yeah, right.
George Cooney. So
the fact is, it's not a gun problem.
Well,
it's
population
a culture.
Population density. Well, what is it?
No, but it's not a gun problem. It's a culture problem. They don't have a gang problem like the United States has. They don't have a gang and drug problem.
They're not a melting pot country.
Like
either.
Mexico. Exactly. They're the least melting pot of any melting pot. The only freaking melting pot they have in Switzerland is Toblerone. They're a completely uniform society. It's one of the hardest, if not the hardest, countries in the world to immigrate to. So they have this super stable, very long set of rules and culture that you are part of, and then, you know, everyone owns guns. When you assimilate people into a culture, you have a clash of cultures, you will get more violence.
Well, I think you're preaching to the choir here. Maybe you should spend some time interacting with your fans, your only fans on YouTube. Yeah.
No, but seriously, like it's really interesting when you start looking at this stuff. Like, okay, you know, the problem with guns is it's efficient violence. If you have a society that's inherently violent because of other social ills, you'll get more violence when you make it more efficient. Duh. Just like speed limits. We could make the speed limit everywhere 50 and people would lose their minds and vote out whoever made the speed limit 50. Where we live, the speed limit is infinity.
And man, back in Canada, speed limit of 50 and people are driving 30 kilometers. Okay, this is kilometers an hour too. I'm not talking miles an hour. Oh my goodness. They just have no care in the world. They don't want to go the speed limit.
I'm not
they want to
saying
go slower.
Speed limit infinity is the way to go. But I will take that over like 60 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. I don't know. We could debate that.
I don't know.
Another
I was driving home from work the other day. I was going like 83 miles an hour in the left lane.
That
in
is
a 70.
Ridiculous.
And somebody, honest to God, like Dale Earnhardt, right up my ass and I'm like, holy shit, I'm going slow. I had to pull over and let him go by. I'm like, I'm going fast enough.
There's no need to go that fast unless you are in the space shuttle on the way to the moon, which
the space shuttle didn't go to the moon. Now, whether the rest of the moon landing is fake is up for debate.
Well, it's
I personally think they made it, but they didn't make it in the spaceship.
And my dad, who was alive at that time, and so pilot says, well, I think he jokes, says that they made it up. Who knows? Well, Can I talk about the documentary series I watched while in your hated native land?
The crocumentary series?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll summarize it really quick because we like to talk about things we've watched and we talk about diets all the time. And it was on Netflix called You Are What You Eat. My sister and I watched this thinking, oh, this will be interesting. So I'll throw this out there. I want to know if anybody else that's listening has watched this. I can't remember when it came out. I think it's pretty new. And basically, You Are What You Eat is a 4-part series. And it started off, it looked super interesting. What they did was, and I think it, I'm going to forget where it was done. I want to say Harvard. I forget. So I can't remember. But it was a very big study involving 21 sets of identical twins. And
whoa. 21 sets of identical twins is not a big study. It's 44 people.
Well, of identical twins, that's pretty good.
No, it's 42 people. It tells you zero. You can extract exactly zero data out of that.
Okay, well then I'm done talking.
No, seriously, it's 42 freaking people.
Right, but there's an important reason because they wanted identical people for this study. I thought that was like genetics are the same. And
I get that. You can make an inference, but you cannot make any conclusions out of that because it's not enough people.
Okay, should I just bag it?
You need like 44,000 twins.
I don't know how many identical twins there are in the USA.
Right, but like right there, like Harvey Risch's head would explode. He'd go, okay. It's 44 freaking people. Like, that's it. Like,
it was interesting.
Well, it is, but it tells you how they bullshit you, right? Oh, it's an identical twin study. It's the biggest identical twin study in the world.
I eat my words. It wasn't a large study. It was a study of 21 sets of identical twins. Yeah, you're right.
And they all became vegans because vegan is the greatest thing in the whole freaking world. Thank you, Netflix. We're done. Right? Like, you can write this shit yourself.
You know? You're an asshole sometimes because why am I even here?
Sometimes? It's way more than sometimes. Wow, she left. Oh, there you go. All right. But that was the conclusion of the study. Eat plants because animals are killing the environment and we're all going to die because of eating animals. From 44 people. Thank you, Netflix. You suck. Anyways, so back to Canada. So apparently Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the opposition. Oh, she went and get another drink. That's important. So Pierre Poilievre, leader of the opposition, called Justin Trudeau a wacko during what they call the debate period. What they call that? Question period. And so then the, again, I was going to have video of this, but I don't know how to do anything technical. So there, during question period, he talks about how we have to get rid of these wacko policies and this wacko prime minister. The Speaker of the House gets up and makes him retract it. So he says, okay, I retract it. He's an extremist. And, you know, eventually they kick the leader of the opposition, which would be like the Senate minority leader. They kick him out of the House of Commons for calling Justin Trudeau a wacko. But it gets better because good old Pierre comes back. And as he leaves, he tweets this. 6 people dying from overdoses every day in BC is wacko. Kids playing next to used syringes is wacko. Nurses worried about breastfeeding after breathing in toxic drug fumes is wacko. This is a wacko policy from a wacko prime minister that's destroying lives. Yes, Pierre, you are restoring faith in Canada. An amazingly great nation. It really is. It's just going through a little rough spell. You're back. Sorry, I didn't mean to
blow over you.
I thought, you know, you had all the answers. I was just going to let you finish up and do your thing.
I was scared shitless.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what did they conclude? What I said?
Well, because I told you what they concluded, you idiot, and I told you the end of the study, and you just dumped it all out there. So what's the point?
Okay, I'm sorry. I honestly am. That was bad. But 44 people like that. That's the part that still just sticks in my craw, because it's like studies say, and then you look at the study and it's 44 people. It's like, I honest to God, I don't care if they're identical twins. It's 44 people. It doesn't mean anything. It's not big enough. Right.
Like, well, I was going to say they actually even discluded some people because they had a lot more, but they had to be willing to adhere to following the diet that was set before them, which I was going to talk about. And then it was 8 weeks, but they had to commit that they were going to follow it exactly and then get their blood, urine, and stools measured and checked, as well as some other testing, which they did: neurocognitive, blood work, DEXA, body comp analysis, fitness routines, and gut microbiome testing through stool. I mentioned that, as well as sexual stimulation and function.
Sign me up!
Right? So there you go. So I thought that was interesting how they looked across all of those things. Whether or not you agree it was a large enough study, some of it was statistically significant, some wasn't. They talked about that. I didn't agree with the end conclusion necessarily, because I thought it was too short of a period of time, 8 weeks. And I think that some things would have changed with time, but they were comparing a healthy omnivore diet. So you get protein, meat products, as well as vegetables, healthy. You have to select what they've given you prepackaged, and then vegan diet. And so it sounded fascinating, and they're going to measure all these markers. And some of them were chefs, and some of this other couple of guys were cheese aficionados / I think they were experts in cheese, and they did shows, podcasts, TV series all about cheese around the world. So one of them, they randomly picked who, they didn't get to pick who followed what diet. It was random selection. They handed them out. And they measured all of their parameters before the diet and then after. And fascinating, though, they were almost so identical in their body comp. Their DEXA analysis, their visceral fat, fitness, everything that they measured was pretty much as close as you can imagine, which is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but if you really wanted to know
at the beginning, okay,
if you really wanted to know, you would have keto, omnivore, vegan,
right?
And keto, that's not,
yes.
And then you would compare them, because what I want to know is, are the benefits from a carnivore diet because you're eating meat, or is it just because you're keto? So if you had those four diets and you had like 4,000 people doing it, I don't give a shit if they're twins or not. That is a confounder.
Well,
that's fuckery, because they're like, they got to be twins, so they're exactly the same. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense. But the fact is that shrinks the pool of people you can study on. So you can kind of,
they did it because they wanted to have similar starting comparisons. Do you know what I mean? For gut microbiome testing, to see how much they changed.
Yeah, but you can be a twin and live on opposite sides of the country and have totally different diets and lifestyles.
But they didn't.
And have totally different microbiomes.
Yeah, but these didn't.
So, I mean,
they didn't. That's my point. They were very similar.
I get that.
So we can disagree on that. But basically what happened, and let me just get to this part, and people can watch it or not and decide, because it turned into, and I was mad because I didn't see it coming, but you're right. It turned into a big push against animal protein. And some of the results in the study were positive for the vegan diet. Some not so much. As far as building muscle mass, meat diet totally conquered for building actual lean muscle mass. but on other measured parameters, of course, cholesterol and visceral body fat.
And but then you're assuming cholesterol actually means something.
I haven't got to that yet. Sexual stimulation and arousal was massively improved on the vegan diet, which they attributed to microvascular blood flow. What they attributed to
in 2 months,
neurocognitive testing.
Oh, that is
was total, not any different.
That's complete horseshit.
No, I said neurocognitive testing was not any different.
But you're telling me that they're no, but it doesn't matter. Okay. You're a freaking vegan. No one's gonna. You're not getting laid anyways. You pencil neck.
Now, these people weren't pencil necks. Believe me.
Come on.
So let me finish, and then you can moan and groan. I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying it was disappointing. They got very big on how the environment is being destroyed by cows, the methane. We're cutting down the Amazon rainforest. They showed all the massive production of animal farms. The chicken farming was really gross. They talked about pork farming being run mostly by China and the U.S. and how they have to spread the waste around
China,
the farm, which was gross. They did not talk about carbs and shitty carbs in our diet. Like, they didn't even go there. They just...
Of course they didn't.
Didn't even talk about sugar.
Of course they didn't.
High fructose corn syrup. That carbohydrates play mixed in with all of that.
It's so simple. This is so simple. Yeah, so, this is so simple.
So anyway...
If you're gonna get on Netflix...
I would give it 2 thumbs down because it was so one-sided.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem. Did they talk about how... Okay, they talked about how farming animals destroys the environment. Okay, you cut down forests to farm cows. That's fine. I'll give you that. They talk about how corporate farming is super immoral and jacks up these animals and makes them, you know, objectively worse to eat. 100%, 100% agree with that. Yes, corporate farming is horrible. But just because corporate farming is entirely corrupted doesn't mean eating meat is bad. Like, that is completely jacked up. That's like saying, I'm never going to have sex again because some guy 5 doors down for me is a rapist and an incest person. No. Yes. Bad, bad, bad things happen sexually. It doesn't mean sex is bad. Bad things happen in farming and in meat production. It doesn't mean meat is bad. It means that you're a moron in your arguments. That's the only thing that it means.
Well,
and so you have to break this down.
Is some beautiful meatless meat patties.
Oh, come on. Oh, for the love.
No. And eggs.
But
and
did they ever talk about how unbelievably destructive agriculture is to forests?
Heck no.
No, it's it's not like there's an Amazon forest. There's the great forests of the Northwest. There's the great forests of the Southwest. No, we mowed all that shit down to plant corn.
Right.
Like, did you think, like, seriously?
They would argue corn to feed your hogs and your cattle, which.
Yeah, and to feed ethanol into your car to jack your car up, you dipshit. No, it's so completely insane. One of the most environmentally devastating things you can do is plant plants in a ground. Like, it's honest to God terrible. You have to mow the forest down. You have to till the soil. You have to suck all the nitrogen out of the soil. That's why you have to have fertilizer, because you have to, like, put nitrogenous, you know, energy back into the soil to grow wheat and corn and soybeans, which makes your, you know, whatever. I'm not going there. I want friends. Anyways, it's so completely mental.
Okay, so I'm glad you didn't watch it, because I was getting cheesed as it was, but I did watch to the end just to see what the differences in the data was. And the lean ectomorphs trying to gain muscle really did better on the protein diet. They gained a lot more muscle mass. You can gain lean muscle mass with the vegan diet. Very difficult. It's been done. Of course, they pushed that. And also, what else was I going to say? I don't know. I guess if
I want to see, I want to see 4,000 people. Okay. of multi races. So like, give me 1,000 Asians, 1,000 black people, 1,000 white people.
I think it's very different results with different.
1,000 mixed race, 4,000. Okay. And then I want, but it's super important, right? Like it's super important. You have to look at the racial differences because it means something. And then vegan, healthy omnivore, keto, non-carnivore, pure carnivore. I want that. You give me that data with at least 4,000 people, at least 1,000 people from each, you know, kind of racial sub, that would be freaking awesome. They don't want to do it because they don't want to know the answer, because they already have the answer in their head, which is total control, pagan communist, you know, pagan Marxism, and eating cows is bad. I don't care if the answer is be a vegan. If that's the answer, I want to know, because I don't have a dog in this hunt. I don't care if it's carnivore. I don't care if it's vegan. I don't care if it's Cheetos, which would be the greatest freaking diet discovery in the history of mankind. I don't care. But you're not going to see that data, because they're scared shitless that keto and carnivore might win. Then what are you going to do?
Right.
Right? Then what are you going to do? Then their whole climate catastrophe bullshit goes down the drain from a health perspective. Mm-hmm. We're going to make you less healthy to save Mother Earth. Who's going to take that bet? I mean, honestly, who's going to take, I'm saving Mother Earth, but I'm going to die earlier and I'm going to have a skinny neck and I'm never going to get laid. Like, seriously, it's just, it's completely mental.
No, exactly true.
And that's why you have to have real science and not this, you know, and that's why it's so easy to persuade people, because it's 44 people for 2 months. Okay. It is utterly meaningless. No matter what they found is utterly meaningless.
Well, that was my little update on what I did in the evening after taking care of Dad.
Well, wow.
And we won't get into the Canadian healthcare debacle here.
Not yet. We'll do that later. Yes. We've done enough beating up. But Pierre called Justin Trudeau.
But it's free healthcare, right? Said no, whatever, that lives in Canada. As they go to pay for their prescription medicines, their dental coverage.
Oh, what are we drinking?
And they can't afford alcohol in Canada because it's so heavily taxed. So what are we drinking?
Yeah, it's a conundrum. It's the Canadian conundrum. You can't afford financially to get alcohol, but you cannot afford to live there without alcohol. It's a terrible conundrum. Conundrum. All right. Suncoast Gold Vodka from
Loaded
Cannon.
Somebody was at the Loaded Cannon without me, because I can't imagine that little bottle has lasted 2.5 weeks that I was gone. So it's a fresh looking bottle, right?
Yeah, it's because it's like 2.5 hours old, not 2.5 weeks old. Yes. Our friends at Loaded Cannon, thank you.
And just like Norma, cheers. They know your name.
Yes, they do. They know your name too. And tomorrow we shall be there for trivia. And if they don't bust out these stupid country music questions, we will win. They bring out the country music. It's like a music question. You have to bet. And then I bet. And it's country music. And I get my ass kicked. For the love of God, some Megadeth and Iron Maiden.
Are we going to recruit someone for our team that knows country music? Should have put out an APB. The home group last night.
An APB.
You can get in the text chat and see if they want to join us.
I think we're done.
What's coming out on the podcast this week? Do you know?
I think it's
Tim and I recorded a truth bomb last night that came out today, talking about tattoos and how tribalism. To not join the tribe of the what's the word?
If Desiree is still listening, I believe it is Sabine Hazen tomorrow
on the podcast. Okay.
Hurricane Hazen. the amazing,
the Let's Talk Shit doctor, gut microbiome expert who's been on our podcast numerous times,
who just a few short weeks ago testified before the U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
And the night before called us and said, listen to what I'm going to say. Does this, I mean, I'm like, you're smarter than me.
Yeah. And today's truth bomb was all about the tattoos, your tribe, and the tramp stamp. It's what tramp stamp you choose. There you go. That was what I was looking for.
You know, if I don't completely shave before these shows, I can't believe how
I didn't either.
How dusty I look.
I just missed that spot right there.
It's crazy.
What is it spot? The newsletter was out. It was a little ode to pets and the power of animals, written very quickly as I was succumbing to the norovirus of the day at the hospital, the flavor of the week that me, my dad, and then my sister acquired. Don't hang out in hospitals for a long time, especially foreign ones that you don't have immunity to. You will get sick. So I talked about pets, and some of you did send us your pet photos. So it'd be fun to share that in next week's newsletter. I wasn't thinking ahead of time to put it on the podcast, but those are...
Well, yeah, if technically it would work. In the last 2 weeks, I have been completely frustrated with technical problems, and I do not understand. I've done everything right. I've done it the way I've always done it, and it's not working.
Yeah, well, they're just doing that to shut you down, maybe. Anyway, any other pressing thoughts on your mind?
No, I think I have completely blown everything. Well, I made you walk away from a show.
Yeah,
which that
should get high ratings.
You know, and I don't know if that makes me sad or proud or both. I'll have to commiserate about that later. But
we'll see what Mitch does with that little part of the reel.
You are amazing. And this is biblical. It's more than soulmate. It's the two become one person, and that's really true. And I've told May before that when I really get upset and I try to get mad at her, I feel like I'm kicking myself in my own crotch. So
I can help you out with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
I'm kidding.
I'm sure you can. So hey, partner, with that,
I had to come back because, you know, umbilical cord only stretches so far.
Yep. All right. Well, until next week, when hopefully we will be poolside. We were also going to do that, but I mean, you want to talk about multiplying complexities.
And not only that, it's the years. I say years. It doesn't make sense. The year of the cicadas. Okay, so they don't come out at night, but we have so many crickets in our yard right now. I should post that video. I walked outside. It's so loud from the crickets at night. You could not, now that it's dark, record anything out there. We tried to do it before, so it would have to be a daytime DocTales. And I know the rest of America is going to be covered with cicadas pretty soon. I saw it on the news. Quite frightening. So plagues are back. Here we are.
All right. With that, we'll see you next time.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time. So we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BSFreeMD. See you next time.
Well, we try to keep BSFreeMD as raw and real as possible. We can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.